You know, it's perfect for the 21st century flea-like attention span. It's cleaning out the sound fridge. One more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
I love cleaning out the sound fridge. We got a text from somebody who said last night they were cleaning out their regular fridge and couldn't stop singing to themselves, cleaning out the sound fridge. They got stuff out of the fridge. Before we get to that, though, we do have breaking news. Kanye West is no more. Is official now. He has changed his name, having been Kanye West since he was born 40-some years ago. He is now Ye, or Ye. His shoes are called Yeezys, so it has to be Ye, right?
Yeah, Y-E is his name now,
yeah,
right?
Is his official name.
All right.
So Kanye West.
I'll address all future correspondence to him accordingly.
Like Prince became a symbol. The man artist formerly known as Prince. Was that his official name, like he changed it?
I don't remember. I think so.
Kanye West has officially done the paperwork, and now he's Ye. Or Ye. Y-E.
I think he's crazy. So, a lot of good stuff in the sound fridge. Let's start newsy and go toward lighter and wackier. I wanted to hear some of this. We were talking about various police departments, particularly in very blue cities with their vaccine mandates, and the cops are not having it. Go ahead with clip 70, Michael.
Chicago's police chief is threatening to fire officers who do not comply with the city's vaccine policy. Superintendent David Brown sent a memo last night. It also says officers who choose to retire rather than adhere to the policy might be putting their retirement benefits at risk. The officers' union has posted instructions on its website for personnel who want to contest the vaccine order on religious or moral grounds.
What might be putting your retirement benefits at risk? Either are or you aren't. What are you talking about?
Sounds like an idle threat, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely does.
Yeah, definitely sounds like a game of chicken, too. 71 is Lori Lightfoot.
Oh, no, there'll be so many dead chickens.
Oh, you don't understand, do you? 71, Lori Lightfoot of San Francisco.
The police unions are not authorized to strike. It's in their collective bargaining agreement, and it's a matter of state law. What we've seen from the Fraternal Order of Police, and particularly the leadership, is a lot of misinformation, a lot of half-truths, and frankly, flat-out lies, in order to induce an insurrection. And we're not having that.
How about from the San Francisco PD, Tracy McCray in 72?
According to San Francisco's Police Officers Association, 120 sworn officers, 80 of them that work in the patrol division, will be off the job tomorrow after failing to comply with the city's vaccine mandate.
In a city of this size with the month of October and all the things that have been going on, that's going to put quite a dent into operations.
So, but on the other end of it, it looks like Southwest Airlines has caved to the pilots. So that they don't, because of the bad PR they got for the weekend where everybody got stranded. So that makes it sound like it was about the vaccine, right? The fact that Southwest announced today that they're not going to hold tight on the vaccine mandate?
The timing's awfully interesting. I'll give you that.
And so the weekend that all those people got stranded all across the country and they're claiming it was the weather or something.
Air traffic controllers. The guy got locked out. He went to the bathroom. He forgot his key. Yeah, that was it.
But the word on social media was it was over the vaccines. Well, I think it was.
Mm. And finally, back to the cop shops of America. This is a Washington State trooper on clip 73.
This is my final sign-off. After 22 years of serving the citizens of the state of Washington, being asked to leave because I am dirty. I'd like to thank you guys. I'd like to thank the citizens of Yakima County, as well as my fellow officers within the valley. Without you guys, I wouldn't have been very successful, and you've kept me safe and got me home to my family every night. Thank you for that. Wish I could say more, but this is it. So State 1034, this is the last time you'll hear me in a state patrol car, and Jay Inslee can kiss my
We bleeped ass. Somebody bleeped ass.
You're supposed to kick ass, not bleep ass, at the Armstrong and Getty Show. Jay Inslee can kiss my ass.
Says indeed. That cop who's going to stop being a cop, which I'm sure most people who are cops, it's a dream job they dreamed of doing their whole lives. And you
wonder,
quit rather than get the vaccine. I'm interested in that decision. I mean, I got vaccinated, so it's obviously not that big a deal for me. But it's interesting to me that people that are willing to give up their careers for it.
Yeah, yeah. Although I will point out that that guy could go work somewhere where they don't have the mandate, probably. You know, let's go with clip number five. This is from 2008, Colin Powell on how he wants to be remembered.
Because that's what I was. I mean, as people a soldier, see me in different positions, national security advisor, secretary of state. Is he a political candidate or not? But my profession was soldiering. And so I left New York in 1958 to be a soldier. And I was a soldier for 35 years before, you know, I did mostly anything else outside of soldiering. And so when I'm gone, I hope that people remember me as a good soldier, a good service person, because I served in other ways as well. And then I tried to do my best, and I left behind some great children. If there is, and I believe there is, somebody, something, some spirit out there, that's how you'll be measured at the end.
Wants to be remembered as a soldier. Fair enough. Fair enough. Michael, does clip number one require any explanation?
I gave Jack the hard story that explains it.
Okay.
You got that, written story?
I do.
Which one is it?
It's clip one here. It's about the house got sold for $236.
I got it right here. Let's hear it, and I'll fill in the background.
I walked up to my front door, and I saw a note sticking out, and it said Viking Investments, and it gave me 3 days to leave. I owned the lot next to the house and not the lot that the house was on. As of right now, I do not own my home. Viking Investments does. They documented that there was a house on the vacant lot and a house, obviously, where my house is, instead of fixing it and saying that the house was in the wrong place. Nobody has called me and said, hey, Miss Ingram, this is what we're doing to fix this. This is, you know, we've got it handled. Don't freak out. Nobody's reached out to me. They're letting me freak out and feel like I'm homeless. And I don't think that's right.
Well,
I'm confused.
They'll get it taken care of for you, honey. So she comes home and there was a note on the door that said, we sold your house for $236 in a delinquent tax sale. No longer your home. But it was a mistake, so I'm sure they'll work that out. But, yeah, they sold the house for $236.
Apparently what happened, though, was the builder built the house on the wrong piece of property. That's where how this happened.
Thanks for that.
Wow, so does she own the house or not?
I think she does.
But she doesn't own the land that it's on.
Mm. Well, you're going to have to pick it up like that charming cartoon Up, put it on balloons, fly it up in the air.
Yeah, but how does a builder make that kind of mistake?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. They suck. I don't know.
It is a charming cartoon, but the opening 10 minutes made me cry.
Why did the opening 10 minutes of Up make you cry?
That was going through the widower's life with his bride. Yeah,
yeah, that was, yeah.
Yeah, touching. Touching and beautiful. Okay, well, I still don't know what the hell's going on with that lady in her house, so whatever. I don't know. Sell her the land under the house and
or
let us be
something,
done with it.
Whatever.
I don't know.
You look extra despondent.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just... How can it be? I still don't know what the hell's going on with that
There's
story.
Just not much to it. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, right.
It was one of those...
It was oversold. I blame Michael.
It's one of those annoying mistakes that happens in the world, and I'm sure they'll figure it out.
And the poor lady, freaking out, as she said.
Worried she's going to be homeless. She's probably not going to be homeless.
Probably not going to be homeless, darling. No.
Unless you're a crack addict. Are you a crack addict? No.
Well,
you're probably okay.
Reminds me, on tomorrow's show, there's like a new sort of meth going around. It's just crazy bad and deadly and making people insane. And
like new tide, new meth?
It's somewhat like that, yes.
Gets whiter. It's worse than regular meth, which destroys people's lives.
In fact, says this chemist, I don't know that I would even call it meth anymore. Different chemically than it was a decade ago, the drug is creating a wave of severe mental illness and worsening America's homelessness problems.
Huh, severe mental illness. That's interesting. So it ruins your brain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, that's something that needs to be discussed more, is because they always talk about all the homeless people we've got and all the mental issues. They have mental issues because they ruined their brains from drugs. Let's not overlook that and just
because the rent's high, housing prices,
or mental illness. It can happen to anybody. Well, it can happen to anybody who does this crazy meth or too much of this or too much of that.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
Yeah. And when, so, are we done cleaning out the sound fridge? Is that?
Cleaning out the sound fridge.
We're done with that.
I forgot to even ask for that during the...
So the mustard, the expired mayonnaise, it's all out of there?
I'm yelling at Michael. I suck at my job.
The furry fruit in the back of the fridge that's been there for who knows how long?
So gross.
Doesn't smell good.
All right. Join us tomorrow when we have a man who thought his patio repair was permitted and it wasn't.
Brilliant.
Well, I guess that's it. All right. I guess I stepped in it today.